Two replica Christopher Columbus ships sailed into the Oswego Harbor this weekend, offering visitors a chance to learn about the famous explorer's voyages. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, some say the ships only tell half the story.
Thousands of people waited in long lines over the weekend for their chance to walk through history. The Nina ship was built in 1992 to commemorate the 500th anniversary of Christopher Columbus's voyage across the Atlantic, but Captain Morgan Singer says both vessels were always intended to be a tool to educate people.
They can touch, they can feel, and they can imagine what it was like for their forefathers, be it on these ships or the Mayflower or whatever, to come across the ocean and being that desperate to get out of the old world and find some new, a new world and the freedom that the new world had.
Teaching is the motivation for many of the crew's 14 members, all of whom are volunteers. Ship cook Jeff Hicks says their mission is to inform people about Christopher Columbus and the explorers who followed him.
He did discover it for the old world. They know nothing of this part of the world. And again, we celebrate the age of discovery because without that, we as Americans today and in this part of the world would not be here.
But not all are as eager to celebrate that legacy, particularly the claim that Columbus discovered land that was already inhabited. Gahi Winessa, a Native American and member of the Neighbors of the Onondaga Nation, noted that the age of exploration brought with it mass murder, slavery, and diseases for the original people of the Americas.
You know, to make a replica of the ships that did that to our own people and, you know, to even let it sail again into these waters isn't right. It's a huge slap into the face.
On Saturday, the Nina and Pinta replicas were surrounded by protesters in canoes, and on the pier, people carried signs. Renee Romanos, a descendant of the Oklahoma Cheyenne, said they were there to teach.
It's important to educate one another on the true history of our country, not just what is expedient or pretty. Manifest destiny was the cry, but it was also led to our genocide. We were nearly exterminated. Many tribes were exterminated. And people need to know that. The sacrifices made by our people need to be appreciated by the people who came after.
Captain Morgan and the director of the H. Lee White Maritime Museum said they welcomed the conversation. The Neighbors of the Onondaga Nation were able to open an informational booth at the entranceway to the ships. Lynn Kuda from Liverpool, who brought her grandchildren, said she was glad to see both perspectives presented.
I think it's a story that has to be told. You have to hear history from different sides. You know, and the textbooks usually only present it one way.
It was 33 days to cross the Atlantic Ocean. Everybody has to remember that, okay? How many days did it take to cross? 33 days. We have to remember that.
Crew member Colin Foster's lecture about Columbus breezed through the consequences for Native Americans, but Oswego County BOCES summer school principal Bob Nelson says he made sure to fill in the gaps for the students he brought.
And that's like what we like to do in the history classes, is just like recognize that every action had another reaction. Of course, everybody's taught 1492 Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Well, there was a little bit more to it than that. So that's what we try to show them, just to get them thinking a little bit.
In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.